A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources, Side Sources with Boyd Matheson.
As we've been discussing, the Washington, D.C. Temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is open for a public open house starting this week with members of the media. We also have the diplomatic corps. Members of Congress will be going through. Local and national and international religious leaders of all kinds will be going through. We had Gordon Smith on earlier, of course, a former United States Senator from Oregon and former chairman of the Broadcasters Association. And he had actually just taken through a group in our nation's capital through the temple of an LGBTQ group. And had a great conversation, a great experience there. I'm going to turn now to our friends over at KSL TV. Carol Makita is back in Washington, D.C. right now. And she had the opportunity yesterday to sit down with one of my favorite people on the planet, Reverend Amos Brown, 17th pastor of the historic Third Baptist Church of San Francisco. And so he had this delightful conversation with Carol Makita. I want to share some of his insight from that experience. And I want to start with something that Carol Makita asked Reverend Brown. And that is why he lives out in San Francisco. He's had a unique interaction and friendship develop with President Russell M. Nelson of The Church of Jesus Christ and with others. And why it was so important for him to travel across the country to visit the Washington, D.C. Temple.
It's so important that I'm here today to be an agent of hope, healing, health, and happiness. There's too much pain in this world, too much evil afoot, because of, number one, people are not enlightened. They're in darkness of ignorance. And number two, we don't have enough agents of truth. Jesus said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So that the open house today affords the church the opportunity to get out to the masses around the globe the truth about the spirituality of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This wasn't Reverend Brown's first tour of a Latter-day Saint temple. He said he had walked through the Oakland Temple twice, where he learned that the Church of Jesus Christ is a church of teaching, of church focused on Jesus Christ. And again, in his sit-down interview with KSL-TV's Carol Makita, he gave an interesting response.
It's a teaching church. In the book of Acts, not only were they together, they had things in common, they helped each other, but they also taught in the temple daily. We don't have enough teaching. Jesus was an enlightened person. Luke 4 says, in the 18th verse, that he stood up to read. And unfortunately in America, we don't read enough of the right literature. We don't know history. You cannot build a successful democratic republic built on ignorance. Ignorance creates despots and czars, dictators.
I love that perspective from Reverend Amos Brown, talking about that we need more reading, we need more learning in this country, that you can't build successful democratic republic on ignorance. Ignorance creates despots, czars, and dictators. I've watched Reverend Brown in a number of settings over the last several years, from a convention of the NAACP in Detroit, Michigan. He's been here in Salt Lake City. And he has this very interesting focus in terms of the teaching that really leads us to get beyond that contempt, that hate, that fear, that frustration. Listen to what Reverend Brown told Carol Makita as they talked about the teaching that takes place in the Washington, D.C. temple.
and we can free our society from animosity, hate, violence, and unrighteousness when we do more teaching. And I saw that here in this temple, teaching, and an opportunity also for the believer to be in touch with one's heritage and roots.
Interesting that the Church of Jesus Christ actually donated to a scholarship in Reverend Brown's name that will take young students to Africa to learn of their story, of their heritage, to make those connections. Reverend Amos Brown also commented to KSL-TV's Carol Makita on the importance of religious freedom in America and America's quest to do better, to be better.
It ought to be time for America to do right and make sure that we are indeed one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And a part of experiencing that noble ideal is for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to have the opportunity of exercising their freedom of religion.
Such an important point there that we need to be one nation, under God, indivisible. So important. Those are the ideals. And so that religious freedom is such an important part. And again, it's not just for those who do believe, it's for all. Those first freedoms are so important. Finally, in his exclusive sit-down interview with Carol Makita, Reverend Amos Brown invited all to come and see the Washington, D.C. Temple.
So we're doing a good thing, a great thing here. And I say to everybody, come on over and see this magnificent temple where there is meaning and there's a movement afoot in the land for racial reconciliation and justice for all.
Again, a great thing. If you want to see the complete interview with Carol Makita and Reverend Amos Brown, 17th pastor of the historic Third Baptist Church of San Francisco, you can check that out at KSLTV.com. And great work, as always, by Carol Makita and, of course, the whole KSL team covering the opening of the Washington, D.C. Temple, the public open house that is beginning. And, again, as media dignitaries, politicians, business leaders, faith leaders of all kinds are going to Washington, D.C. to have that experience. And as we round out today, I mentioned before, the first time I met Reverend Brown was in Detroit. And we had an opportunity to just do, it was a very impromptu conversation in the hallway. Very quick interview. And Reverend Brown talked about this idea of, at this time in our history as a country, we need to turn to each other, not away from each other. That we need to recognize the common ground that we have together rather than focusing and hyper-focusing on the differences. And that was really the beginning of watching bridges being built. And, of course, this was a long time coming. Reverend Brown, Reverend Teresa Deer were part of an extraordinary effort with the NAACP and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to develop as part of their self-reliance program, focusing on adapting financial literacy for inner-city families and individuals to take some of the curriculum the church had developed and tweak it for those living in the city. And many were part of that, including Representative Blake Moore. Had the opportunity to be part of that research, that study, and that coming together of that curriculum, which has impacted people across the country of all kinds of faith and of no faith at all in terms of becoming more self-reliant and independent and developing those financial skills that create upward mobility and opportunity. I have two favorite lines from Reverend Brown, and I think he experienced both of those in the Washington, D.C. temple this week. He always talks about having a wow moment, and that is a wow moment. And one of the wow moments he shared with me back in Detroit was the wow moment of recognizing so many of the common things that he had in common with President Russell M. Nelson. and their unique connection. They've linked arms on a host of different projects in education. The other thing that Reverend Brown often talks about is this word tangibilitate, to make it real, to apply it, because that's how you actually get results. And whether those results are of a spiritual nature or whether that's for our society or for our country, it's based on the principles that matter most. Big thanks to Carol Makita from KSL-TV and Reverend Amos Brown from the historic Third Baptist Church. That's going to wrap it up for us today on Inside Sources. Now it's your turn as you go out into the world. Make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that'll make a difference.
Choice for 100 years.
I let the American people down.
It is too close to call.
Doctor sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals.
We're the station for breaking news, traffic and weather together, and conversation about important stories. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Thank you for 100 years of trust from KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.